Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and I am pleased to be joined by first-round pick Fletcher Cox, who is tearing up the NFL in his first 4 weeks here of his NFL career. And Fletcher, even you have to be somewhat surprised by the great start that you've had.
I just go out every day and take coaching and listen to the older guys. You know, I think that's what got me, you know, at the jump start I got right now, listen to those older guys and being coachable. And that's always a great thing.
Talking about the older guys, Jason Babin was actually saying that he's been surprised by not just you, but guys like Brandon Boykin, Michael Kendricks, pretty much all the rookies on defense stepping up so far this season. Do you rookies have a real tight bond?
Oh, yeah, we all have that bond. you know, me, Brandon, Mike, you know, even the offensive guys, Demir Johnson, we all had that bond that, you know, that we want to come to this team and help this team, you know, win the Super Bowl. And that's the biggest thing.
So how crazy is Yasu Zitti getting about your success here in the NFL?
Everybody's excited for me. You know, everybody's rooting for me. Everybody's now like an Eagles fan. You know, they got a guy that come from a small town like that. You know, they're not used to, you know, watching somebody that they know, they've seen around the city, you know, on Sundays playing in the NFL.
So when was the last time you were back home? You were back home, like, during, like, preseason training camp time?
The last time I went home was... You know, doing training camp for my cousin's funeral.
So I know you.
That's the last time.
I know you had some family stuff when you went back there. But I mean, does everyone like turn out knowing that Fletcher's coming home? Is it sort of like, wow, the entire town's coming out for you? Or
I see a lot of people out. You know, and they know I'm real friendly, real great person in the city. You know, I speak. You know, I always go to the park and try to interact with the kids. You know, at the park. You know, they see me. You know, they want pictures, want to sign autographs. You know, I go to the school. I call the head coach at my high school and go out. I work out with those guys, you know, if I have enough time, work out with those guys and just let them guys see what, you know, what got me where I am now, just hard work.
So you're like a rock star pretty much when you go home. Is it tough to stay grounded when, you know, from, you know, probably young age knowing that you're going to be a star, that you've had all this attention thrust upon yourself?
Well, that's my biggest thing. I've always been that humble guy. You know, never got the big head about nothing. You know, people congratulate me, and, you know, I take that as, you know, I've did something, you know, something great, and I still keep my humblest and just be the person that I am, you know, smiling, joking, you know, laughing around. And that's the biggest thing, you know, with guys. You know, they get a lot of attention, and, you know, they think they've arrived, where, you know, I stay humble and, you know, everything I do.
Speaking of coaches, what is Jim Washburn like? Can you share us your best Jim Washburn story? Because we heard him at training camp, how fiery he gets, but I can only imagine when you actually get in the meeting room with him, what he must really be like.
Well, I share an easy one with you. I got one for you. A man left home, took 3 left turns. Who's at home when he got there? You know, everybody's, you know, kind of puzzled and, you know, not thinking about it. And he goes, it's the catcher, you know, baseball. So, you know, that's pretty much an easy one. You know, still got some that'll make you stretch your head, but one, I even cheated and Googled on it. So,
Why do you think he does that? Why do you think he throws those riddles at you?
He just being himself. He like to have fun with his guys. That's the most important thing to him. You know, we keep him going. He keep us going. And he got this thing called pimping. So, you know, he say, yeah, I can talk to you. I can pimp you. But, you know, that can only go so far. So, I mean, we have a good time in the meeting room.
I was surprised reading your bio that Jeremiah Trotter, former Eagle, was your favorite athlete growing up. Now, you didn't exactly grow up in Eagles country, so how did Jeremiah Trotter become your favorite athlete?
Well, in junior high.
Junior high,
started
okay.
Junior high. You know, all the guys, you know, they get a football number, and it's like, man, I'm such and such, I'm such and such. So I got number 54. I'm like, man, I'm Jeremiah Trotter, man. You know, I thought I was a linebacker, and, I mean, it just happened that way, and then I just watched them junior high, you know, a little bit of high school. But, I mean, it was good.
Did you ever do the Axeman celebration?
No.
At Mississippi State, one thing you have to explain to me, what's the deal with the cowbell?
The cowbells. You know, a lot of people try to ban the cowbells.
Okay.
But I look at it, I guess something happened, you know, back in the day with the cowbell thing. And right now, a lot of people trying to ban the cowbells because, you know, any kind of noise-making thing. But it helps us. It helps our stadium meet. We only sit maybe 60,000 with the cowbells. You know, add another 5,000 or 6,000, where it's super loud. And I talk to a lot of people from a lot of great programs that come down. And they hate playing down there. You know, they say, "Man, them cowbells." them cowbells ringing. And that's just exciting.
Fletch, last question. Sunday, you guys are playing the Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger, 6'5", 240-pound quarterback. He has been sacked 9 times this season. What does it take to get a guy like him down?
I mean, you can't. He's a big guy. Hard to bring him down. So we must gang tackle him to bring him down. And you can't tackle him up high. You know, you got to tackle him down low to get him on the ground.
Fletcher Cox, first round draft pick, already been at a thrilling start to his NFL career. Fletch, thank you very much for joining us here in the studio on Eagles Nightly. We're gonna have more right after this quick commercial break.